One question can soften your inner critic. It can help you see yourself through gentler eyes. It can remind you that growth isn't always about goals. It's also about grace. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with yourself, your past, and the parts of you that still need a little encouragement. This week's question is, what would my 8-year-old self cheer me on for today? I use this icebreaker sometimes with my teams. What did you want to be when you grew up? You'd be surprised how often that question makes people squirm in their seat. Some laugh and say, oh, I wanted to be an astronaut or a basketball player. Others will admit, I still don't know. But for some, it feels a little tender, a little embarrassing, a little too revealing. So I'll go first. I wanted to be a baby doctor, not a pediatrician. I wanted to deliver babies and then take care of them, like a one-woman hospital. At some point, I also wanted to be a teacher because my older sister Erin was already a teacher and I thought she was cool and had her own apartment, and that seemed like a good idea. But more than anything, I wanted to own a store. I have no idea what we sold in this store because it didn't really matter. What I wanted was a store so that I could count money. I really loved counting money, even pretend money. But the truth is, none of that mattered more than this. I was a little girl living in a lot of chaos. There was pain, there was instability, and there were things that no child should have to hold. And the younger version of me, she would not be upset that I didn't become a doctor or a store owner. She would be proud. Proud of the healing I've done, the love I've created, the kindness I lead with. She'd be amazed by the life I've built for both of us. There's a beautiful truth here. The careers we dream of as kids often reveal values more than job titles. You wanted to be a teacher? Maybe you were craving to guide, help, or to be seen as wise. Wanted to be a ballerina? Maybe that was about freedom or beauty or expression. Did you want to own a store like me? Maybe that was about order and control and creation. Or maybe it was just about liking to count money. Psychologists say that these childhood dreams often point to intrinsic motivators, things that continue to shape us long into adulthood, even if the form changes. And research on childhood resilience shows that even in the face of hardship, many children develop internal resources that help them grow into adaptive, creative, resourceful adults. Play, imagination, and dreaming of the future are all forms of resilience. So when we reflect on who we were back then, we're not just indulging nostalgia. We're reconnecting with a source of strength. And sometimes it's worth saying this too. We made it. Even when it didn't make sense. Even when it was messy. We made it. We made it to here. And you might be thinking, here is not perfect, but here is full of lessons and softness and strength. And I think our 8-year-old selves would see that even when we forget. So today's question is an invitation to pause and see yourself through a younger lens. What would your 8-year-old self cheer you on for today? Not what would he or she critique, not what would they wish we had done differently, but what would make them smile and say, we did that? You mean we get to live like this now? Maybe they'd be proud of the boundaries you finally learned to set, or the way you speak kindly to yourself now. Maybe they'd be thrilled that you adopted that cat, said no to that job, or started writing again. Your younger self wasn't waiting for perfection. Your younger self was hoping for peace. As you think about this question, here's a couple more you can take with you. What did I love as a child that still lives in me today, however quietly? What would my younger self be proud of me for becoming beyond any job title or achievement? Or what would I do today if I let my 8-year-old self lead the way? Because sometimes what matters isn't what you've done, it's who you've become while doing it. Thank you for joining me for One Question. If this brought your younger self to the surface, give her a little wave or a thank you or take her for a little dance in the kitchen. Say the question out loud if you can. What would my 8-year-old self cheer me on for today? Because she might not need you to be perfect. She might just want to know you turned out kind. See you next Sunday. And until then, be gentle with yourself. You're still growing. And always ask better questions.